Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jaya Gopi Janna Balabha Giri Varadhare. Jaya Gopi Janna Balabha Giri Varadhare. Jashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chare. Jamuna Tiravana Chare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Ashtotarashata Shishimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Ashtotarashata Shishimad His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki. ISKCON FANDAR ACHARYA SHRILA PRABHUPADA KI GARANTARA SHRIMAN BHAGAVATAM KI NITAI GAURA PREMADI. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to Shishi Guru and Shigauranga. Om NAMO BHAGAVATE VASUDEVAYA. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 8, entitled Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations, Chapter 16, entitled Executing the Payobrata Process of Worship. Text number 24. Sri Kashyapa Ubacha Etanme Bhagavan Prishta Prajakamasya Padmajaha Jadahate Prabhakshami Bratam Keshavatoshanam. Sri Kashyapa Uvacha Etanme Bhagavan Prishta Prajakamasya Padmajaha Jat Ahate Prabhakshami Bratam Keshavatoshanam. Itam me Bhagavan Prishta Prajakamasya Padmajaha Jat Ahate Prabhakshami
ratam keshavato shanam Kasyapa Ubacha. Kasyapa Muni said, Etat, this, me, by me, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Prishtaha, when he was requested, Prajakamasya, desiring of prince. Offspring. Padmajaha, Lord Brahma, who was born of a lotus flower. Yat, whatever. Aha, he said, Te, unto you, Parvakshami, I shall explain, Bratam, in the form of worship. Keshavatoshanam, by which Keshava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is satisfied. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Kashyapa Muni said, when I desire offspring, I place inquiries before Lord Brahma, who is born from a lotus flower. Now I shall explain to you the same process Lord Brahma instructed me, by which Keshava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is satisfied. Purport. Here the process of devotional service is further explained. Kashyapa Muni wanted to instruct Aditi in the same process recommended to him by Brahma for satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is valuable. The Guru does not manufacture a new process to instruct the disciple. The disciple received from Guru an authorized process received by the Guru from his Guru. This is called the system of disciplic succession. Evam parampara praptam ima rajarsayo vidbu. This is the bona fide Vedic system of receiving the process of devotional service, by which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased. Therefore, to approach a bona fide guru or a spiritual master is essential. The bona fide spiritual master is he who has received the mercy of his guru, who in turn is bona fide because he has received The bona fide spiritual master is he who has received the mercy of his guru, who in turn is bona fide because he has received the mercy of his guru. This is called the parampara system. Unless one follows this parampara system, the mantra one receives will be chanted for no purpose. Nowadays, there are so many rascal gurus who manufacture their mantras as a process for material advancement. No spiritual advancement. Still, the mantra cannot be successful if it is manufactured. Mantras and the process of devotional service have a special power, provided they are received from the authorized person. Sri Kashyapa Uvacha Etam Me Bhagavan Prishtaha Paja Kamasya Padmajaha Jat Aha Te Pravakshyami Bratam Keshavatoshanam. Sri Kashyapa Muni said, when I desire offspring, I place inquiries before Lord who is born from a lotus flower. Now I shall explain to you the same process Lord Brahma instructed me, by which Keshava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is satisfied. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishnapishayavatale Shivate Rupa Swamiti. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishnapishayavatale Shivate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Shatarine Bancha Kalpa Tarubhya Shah Kripa Sindhu Vyayva Chah Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. Prabhupada writes that when Kashyapa Muni saw the condition of Aditi, of distress, and heard from her the reason why she was despondent, which basically she was distressed because her sons, the demigods, were all their opulence were taken away, and not only that, they also have to disappear. So she was not seeing them. So she was very distressed because of that. So Kashyapa Muni could understand that her distress was because of bodily attachments. And the first thing that he did as a spiritual master, because Aditi approached Kashyapa Muni as a spiritual master to please give a solution to her problem. And Kashyapa Muni's first instruction, which is consistent with the instructions of, you know, a bona fide spiritual master, is Atma Tattva. You're not the body. Which is consistent how Krishna also dealt with Arjuna. The first thing that if you come to be aware of the problems of life that is basically an impossibility. It's a very bewildering thing to deal with all the permutations of material nature. And after trying this way and trying this way, you come to understand, actually, I have no solution. I need a spiritual master. I need someone to help me. So this type of sincere person, very rare souls, they come to the spiritual master and to try to find a solution, just like Arjuna said to Krishna, I am confused about my duties and I have lost all composure of my mind and I'm bewildered. I don't know what to do. I don't know what is the right thing. So you please tell me, I am your surrendered disciple. So the first instruction is, you're not the body. That's the 1+1. That's the basic thing. That's the root cause of problems. The root cause of all problems is our misconception that we are the body. And as long as we have this ingrained sort of like a conviction that I am the body, then I'm gonna have to go through all kinds of struggles, difficulties, ordeals. So you're not the body, you're the spirit soul. The body is temporary. And all the things that I have to become attached to the body is basically you're doomed to be miserable. Anything material will cause misery. So if you want, because what Aditi was asking was, you know, kindly help my sons, your sons, to regain their material position and to be able to do their service, so they're, you know, and then I can be pacified and happy. And, you know, she was concerned for the happiness of her sons. So Kashyapa Muni is trying to let her know that a material problem cannot be solved by a material solution. That position of happiness in the material world is a flickering happiness. It's something that is going to come and go. Happiness and distress is just appears, just like the appearance of summer and winter. Matra sparsa stakunte ya shitoshni shukadukada. And these things are simply being perceived by the mind. The mind is just the one who is making all this experience of just changes that are happens. It's things that we perceive to the body, but it comes and goes. So if we try to find solutions through material arrangements, then you're doomed to be miserable. So, alas, Kashyapa Muni said, just see how powerful the material energy, the illusory energy of the Lord is, that once get completely bewildered into this conception that I'm just part of this temporary world. And not only that, the pursuance of happiness, in despite of constantly being baffled by the whole material nature, that is the historically is just it is so well recorded that there has no being in the history of the whole in the, you know, universal history, a situation in which someone can find some happiness in the material world that is lasting by some material arrangement. There's no way. It's not designed for that. So when Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked by Yamaraj in the form of a yaksha in disguise, what is wonderful? And he says that people are seeing that one after the others, they're dying. And he thinks it's not going to happen to me. That's wonderful. So, Kashyapa Muni also say, Aditi was a very elevated person. And you see, even such a culture elevator, the mother of the demigods, also can be a victim of this family attachment. Just see how powerful this illusory energy is. So he's playing, you're not the body, you can't find happiness, you know, through material arrangements. You have to, understand that you have to be transcendental, detached from these things. These are all temporary things. That's the cause of misery. But he could understand that because Aditi was attached, he have to give a process that takes that into consideration. So he is going to explain this Pajobrata process, which basically he says that your desires will be fulfilled if you worship the personality of Godhead. He is the only one who can make you happy and make an arrangement that you can be happy. He's the only one. So you must worship him. Same instruction that Sukadev Goswami gave to Maharaj Parikshit, that a person who has broader intelligence, someone who is not a fool or ignorant person, but a person who is have intelligence, who have broad intelligence. The term is Udharadi. So it's a famous verse, Akama, Sarvakama, Mokshakama, Udharadi. So if you have broad intelligence, if you have good intelligence, then even if you have no desires, or you have desires for liberation, or you have material desires, Trivena Vakti Yogena, Tivrena means with great force, you must worship the personality of God. Bhakti Yogena. Yayeta Purusham Param. Purusham. You worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead with great determination, with great force. If you're intelligent, because he will be fulfilling any of those, you know. If you want liberation, then it's him who you have to worship. If you want your material desires to be fulfilled, it is him who you have to worship. And if you have no desires, it is naturally him who you have to worship. And you have to do it with this Tivrena Bhakti. My Guru Maharaj likes this word. Tivrena Bhakti Yoga. With great determination, you must engage in devotional service. So the spiritual master representing Krishna is very merciful, and he representing Krishna because Krishna's mercy is there, he can understand that we won't be able to perform, or as long as we have this, we're dealing with this bodily concept of life, which is something that is very ingrained in the consciousness of living entity. You have to actually being able to free yourself fully from that conception. But the majority of conditioned souls, we are victimized by that. So Lord Krishna provides a process that takes that into consideration, and the spiritual master delivers that process, and then Prabhupada highlights that that's how it comes. The system, Krishna system, comes in the cyclic succession. So this system was first spoken to Lord Brahma, or delivered to Lord Brahma by Krishna within the heart. Tene Brahma Adi Kavaje. And Lord Brahma delivered to, in our Sampradaya, to Narada Muni, Narada Muni to Vyasadeva, and so on. So we receive the system in that way. And it's a system that takes into consideration our attachments. So for people who are attached, then those Krishna delivers the Bhagavad Gita. He tells Arjuna that if you have attachments, if you have material desires, as long as you have any trace of that, renunciation is not the path for you. This sannyas yoga or this dhyana yoga. Giving up work is not the path for you as long as you have any trace of material desires. The path for you is to work in Krishna consciousness. So the spiritual master, according to the consciousness of the disciple, then will prescribe a system, a method. Krishna prescribed for Arjuna this Nishkam Karma Yoga, that everything that he does is given as a sacrifice for the pleasure of the personality of Godhead. And that's explained throughout, that's a theme that goes throughout the Bhagavad Gita. That and when it's under the umbrella of pure devotional service, then it becomes, you know, the perfect system. It's a system that Krishna pur conditioned souls in this material world. And not only will give you the capacity to be happy and peaceful in this material world, but also provides the elevation of consciousness to Krishna consciousness. So you can go back home, back to God, and back to Godhead at the end of life. So the spiritual master is very merciful. And in the case of Kashyapa Muni, he is going to recommend to Aditi a system that was given to him by Lord Brahma, same system. So Lord Brahma gave a process, because Kashyapa Muni was one of the progenitors, meaning that these are all great, powerful, elevated personalities, but they have a particular tendency. Same like Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma has a particular tendency, the tendency to create. So then he is engaged, and he's very happily engaged. But when you receive the system of of engaging your propensities for the pleasure of the Lord, automatically, not only you become purified and perfect, you become perfect Krishna conscious if you follow the instructions, the system given by Krishna or the spiritual master. So we see how Kashyapa Muni is going to be instructing Aditi with the same process, which is basically, here's a sadhana, here's a particular practices that you have to do daily, here's a mantra that you have to recite daily, a series of mantras, and glorifying the personality of Godhead, and here's how you do it, basically instructions. They give a sadhana, and they give, you know, rules and regulations. And by doing those, you going to please the personality of Godhead. The word is Keshava Toshanam. Keshava Toshanam. Similar to the famous Hari Toshanam. Samsidir Hari Toshanam. That the perfection of whatever we do is that Lord Hari, it becomes pleased. So all these activities, all these things that you have to do are for the purpose of the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So similar famous case in the scriptures of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj had a very strong desire. He wanted a kingdom, and he wanted a kingdom that was greater than his grand-grandfather, which was Lord Brahma. And the kingdom of Lord Brahma is the highest in the whole material creation, in the whole universe. So he really wanted a kingdom that is greater than Lord Brahma. It has to be a Vaikuntha kingdom. So he wanted something like... He really had a big... He went for the big thing. He wanted, you know... He wanted something that has not equal in the material world. And he was determined. And Narada Muni, as a spiritual master, could understand that determination. And the thing is that Dhruva Maharaj, he was Uddharadi. He was a very, you know, highly qualified, even as a 5 years old. I mean, you can understand by, you know, his the narration, his activities. So he was determined, and Narada Muni could understand that he is going to engage with great determination. So here's your sadhana. You perform these austerities, and here's your mantra. Om Namo, what is it? No, it was Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, I think, right? Or Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And he sent them to Vrindavan. So there is Dhruva Maharaj meditating in Vrindavan, in a place, and much later, Lord Krishna performed his Rasa Lila dance. And he achieved perfection. He had darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his desire was fulfilled. He was given, you know, it's a Vaikuntha realm within this material universe. Is located at the pole star, and in that realm is where the Sweta Dweep, or the place where the Lord resides in this material world, is. So he was given the kingdom that he desired. But not only he received what he desired, But he received something greater than that, which was, you know, pure devotional service. So after receiving pure devotional service, that happens when the Lord touched with his concha his head. Dhruva said, very famous verse, I can't remember the Sanskrit, but that you have given me, I came to you looking for broken glasses and you give me this marvelous jewel. So the desire of Vaikuntha at the greater kingdom in the whole universe, Dhruva Maharaj considered just broken glasses. And here I am, I have received this most valuable jewel. So that's what the recommendation is there. So how is for the devotees that, what is that we learn? We may not receive a kingdom like Dhruva Maharaj, or we may not have that, you know, lofty desires, but we may want, you know, this and this and that, whatever desires any one of us can have, or any regular person can have. How they get fulfilled by the personality of Godhead. It may get fulfilled, it may get not fulfilled, but however it is, what Krishna will give us is something that will allow us to be happy in this material world. What is that happiness? What is the happiness of the devotee? That the devotee doesn't have to go to any tribulation? Is it mean that the devotee does not have to get old or get sick or die? No. The material world is the material world and it's going to always be the Mashvatam. So there is no escape for that. So what is that that makes the devotee happy and peaceful in all situations is Krishna consciousness. So what is Krishna consciousness does to us is that we relate to all these fluctuations of the material world in a complete different way when we're Krishna consciousness. We're not affected. We're not affected by happiness and distress, gain or loss and all that. We're not affected by the dualities. The material world is constantly going to be changing. And Krishna conscious devotee is not going to be affected. Is going to be equipoise. So imagine just being in that situation. So then the body may be all disintegrating and ready to die, and your consciousness is perfectly peaceful and thus happy. Greatest example, Srila Prabhupada, and we see during his disappearing day, we saw the video of the last instructions of Srila Prabhupada, and we saw how his consciousness was perfectly clear, still, and as always, even when his body was completely disintegrating. So that is the happiness that we can achieve. And Krishna may give us, you know, this facility or that facility of fulfill, but, you know, at the end, really, the pursuance that the conditioned soul has in this world is a pursuance of happiness. We just want to be happy. Ananda Maya Vyasat is just a nature of the spirit soul. We just want to be happy. And so we have all these ideas of how to be happy. But at the end, whatever it takes, if we achieve happiness this way or that way, well, that does it. And that's the beauty of worshiping Krishna. That is the only means to achieve happiness, real happiness. Real happiness. And therefore the recommendation is there, and therefore Kashyapa Muni, as a bona fide spiritual master, is going to give Aditi. Okay, so here's how you get happy. Here's how you solve your problems. You worship Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is going to be, here's a method that I'm going to give you that has been given to me in the cyclic succession. So therefore, from our Guru Maharaj, what do we receive? We receive the process that Srila Prabhupada established. Where did Srila Prabhupada establish that process? Well, he basically took the blueprint of his Guru Maharaj's and then made ISKCON out of that blueprint. So this is what we receive, a methodology by which we can be happy and Krishna conscious. Any comment or questions? We have a few minutes. Back to Jordan Prabhu.
So, I had a few questions. One of them is a short one. Like, I was wondering, so Dhruva Maharaj's planet, Dhruva Maharaj is still in this universe and his planet?
He's in this universe, yes.
I mean, not this planet, in this universe, like, no. He's still here.
He's still in the universe. You know, and he is the controller of that planet, which Lord Vishnu resides.
So, did that planet exist where Lord Vishnu was before Dhruva Maharaj went there, and then he was given that planet, or was it like created for him?
I'm not sure. I think I may say so, but I'm not. I can say it authoritatively, you know, with the details and things like that. But the Lord gave him, so it means that the Lord had it. So, you know, I don't remember saying that the Lord created, you know, but he just gave him to him. So.
And he was on Earth, in Vrindavan, on this planet, where?
He was in Vrindavan, yeah. Well, at least that's where Narada Muni sent him. So he was the son of Uttanapada, right? Uttanapada. And Uttanapada was a ruler. I can't remember if he was a Manu or, you know, it was not just this earth, but it was, you know, it was a bigger post. I can't remember very clearly, but. But Narada Muni sent him to Vrindavan here. Because we still go to Vrindavan, there's a, you know, in the Vrindavan Parikram, there is a place with Dhruva, it's Dhruva Tila. Yeah.
What canto is this in?
What canto? Dhruva Maharaj, which canto you name, would you remember?
Fourth canto.
Yeah.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. You were mentioning Dhruva Maharaj, so his happiness was dependent basically on how someone treated him. His stepmother insults us, and that's kind of our situation. That our happiness, there's a quote that says, when you put the remote control of your happiness in someone else's hand, then they'll keep changing the channels as they like. You'll lose your identity, and your happiness lies within you. So my question is that Dhruva Maharaj, he only became happy when he got the mercy of Narada Muni and ultimately the Lord. So my question essentially is that it seems like it's not like when you say we have to control our senses, control our desires, be equal to everyone, it seems like that's ultimately a mute unless you receive the mercy of the Lord. So what to do in such circumstances? Because anyone could be tolerant externally, but the mind is just still a storm. Anyone could, you know, externally tolerate, but that's not going to really give us any peace of mind until we receive the mercy of the Lord. So what to do until then, until we actually receive that mercy, or how can we receive that mercy where we're completely satisfied?
Well, the principle is there. We have to approach a spiritual master. Prabhupada said it in the purport. Is compulsory, is essential, probably the word that Prabhupada used, that we have to understand that we need someone that help us solve the whole problem. And so there's everybody have their timing. Krishna is within the heart, you know, guiding, and he will fan the, you know, your eventually your desire to come to him, and he will lead you to a spiritual master. Yesterday, Irina Mataji was sharing, you know, during the class that we have with the woman ashram, how, you know, the timing that he had, you know, the experiences that are led her to be, you know, come to devotional service. So everybody have their timing. We all have that experience. We all have the experience that, you know, there are certain events, you know, that lead us to this and to this and to this, and then bam, we're ready. And when it comes, it's almost like you recognize it. You know, you just go like, yes, something clicks. Yeah, there's something up there. I want to go more deeper onto this. So that's the initial thing, Shraddha. So there's a timing for everything. Shraddha leads to Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha eventually leads you to Bhajana Kriya, which you take shelter of the spiritual master. I thought what Prabhupada said in the purport, that, and I hear it before, and it's always like quite powerful, that through the bona fide spiritual masters that you receive proper mantra, that the mantra without being received by a bona fide spiritual master have no effect. And then when I ask, you know, well, how about people, so many people out there are chanting Hare Krishna. Actually, I'm sort of ticked off, because, you know, you go to, I have contacts with certain places that they hold regular kirtans. And I said, what? We are the kirtan people. We are the Hare Krishnas. No one can do kirtan like us, you know. But other people are chanting out there. And so how much effect do they have? I mean, the holy name is the holy name, but at the end, it's almost like Prabhupada said, you may see the bottle of honey, but you're licking the outside of the bottle. You're not experiencing the honey. You're not experiencing the honey. So to experience the holy name, we have to receive it through bona fide, to experience devotional service, to experience Krishna. So, well, I'm going to retract from that, because I don't have, there's no black and white. Let me make it clear. There's no black and white. And what do we know? I mean, Krishna is very amazing, and he's great, and he's able to reciprocate, and he's able to, you know, touch people in so many ways. There's no black and white, but there's a principle. You want to really go further and being able to experience, you know, pure devotional service, you have to receive it through the devotee. Bhaktyamana Vijanati is only the methodology, through the devotee. So we have to do it, you know. We have to come to that point, and we will have our timing, but we have to do it. It's essential. Mitch Prabhu, you have a question.
So my understanding of material desires are that they can never be satisfied or satiated. It's like a fuse is just like, you know, constantly burning. But in regards to the process that you get from a spiritual master to fulfill you, so you're worshiping the Supreme, you're worshiping Krishna. Krishna is fulfilling your material desires through the process of worship that your spiritual master gives you. But I'm wondering, those material desires that you have, are they completely stomped out? Like once they're fulfilled, or Krishna either fulfills them or doesn't fulfill them, do they get stomped out? Are they finished? Now you no longer have them, or do other ones pop up as well at the same time?
It's a process of purification. So Krishna not only he may fulfill something, like I mentioned to you, when I came to Krishna consciousness, I have this vision of myself, sort of being a successful musician. So I was pursuing that, it's something that I've cultivated through my, life. And I was stuck with that. Krishna didn't fulfill that. But the way, in one sense, okay, let's put it this way. He didn't fulfill the way I thought, or the way I had it in mind, which was, some sort of a, successful, recognized world musician type thing. It was not going to happen. Like I say, that story of, even when things are starting to, become clear, then he sent, a complete storm to completely, destroy the whole thing. And it was, that was when my realization that this is not going to happen. So, but in one sense, he fulfilled it in some way, because somehow or other, I've been using some whatever musical talent I have to give sometimes pleasure to the devotees and to sort of, I have some performing abilities. And when we do Harinam, I used to do Harinam in the streets, people used to sort of like become attractive to, whatever. If, gift is there. And somehow or other, I figured it out how to teach Mardanga to kids, and they become very happy. So in one sense, the gift of being a musician has been given some value that brings, sort of a satisfaction, internal satisfaction and material satisfaction in one sense. And it has been used for the service of Krishna. So through the years, I think finally I have become peaceful about it. About the whole thing of being able to make music. Because there was always, even through some few years ago, I remember having this conversation with Guru Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, that I was telling him that although I'm happy, I'm satisfied being engaged and I'm, in his service, when I think about it, there's something in me that it was sad. That it was always like, that it was, it was a sense of what I told him was like that. I was trying to make it up, So I told him that it was like a sense of mourning. Like, when someone is going to die or someone just die. So it was something in me that I was sort of mourning, which was, that desire to make music. And that, and he responded in a very empathic way, and he told me that whatever sacrifice I have made in my life is giving me the opportunity, is opening a door for me to go back home, back to Godhead. And so, you know, to continue to doing these things. And I think right now I'm feeling very peaceful about it. And, you know, so it just go away, this thing. And in me, that was a very strong desire. That was a very strong desire. My Guru Maharaj was very clever when I told you, you know, that when he saw me, you know, he took me under his wing, but he didn't ask me, give it up. Nonsense. He say, sure. He make arrangements. He allows me to, you know, continue doing the thing. He asked me how much time you need. I say, 5 years or so. It's a good stretch of time. he didn't say 5 years. 5 years too much. Give you one. No, he didn't say like that. He said 5 years. And 5 years in the dot, he called me to his office. I forgot. He say, you know what day is today? 5 years. So, oh, 5 years already? 5 years. So what are you going to do? So I say, okay, Maharaj, I quit. So he was very clever. Just like, you know, he gave a sadhana, he gave me a service, he gave me this, you do it this way. You know, he didn't say you quit. He allows me, you know. So then I came, I was able to say on my own, yeah, okay, I quit. So it's all, as long as you remain faithful and you remain doing your best to follow, you know, the spiritual master, these things will go away. We can expect that. For some of us, it may take many years, like me, but it will take place. It will happen. It will happen by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.